This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. An Allied special agent, a young woman pilot, is captured by the German Gestapo during World War II. She's tortured to get information about Allied forces, possibly betraying her best friend, a civilian British pilot. Renowned young adult author Elizabeth Wyand's novel, Codename Verity, has been chosen as the 2018 Communiteen Book for students in the Portage Public Schools. Wyand reads from the novel via Skype.
I'm going to jump right into a scene which is part of the narrative that's told by prisoner of the Gestapo who's writing her confession. So this is her talking. The guillotine had been used recently, blood still on the blade. We stood tied together mutely, and I thought, they will make me watch. They will kill her first, and they will make me watch. Then they will kill me. I knew she knew it, too. But of course, she would not look at me or speak to me, though the backs of our hands were touching. I told her my name. She did not answer. They cut the cords that tied us together. They pulled her forward, and I did watch. I did not look away from her face. It was all I could do. She called out to me just before they pushed her into position on her knees there. My name is Marie.
Boy, that's a cliffhanger. I'm going to lose my audience there as they go running for their books.
I hope so. Hey, that section was suggested to me by my daughter, who was at the time 12. So. I feel like I need to credit her for it.
You know, that's interesting to bring that up. Your daughter, 12 at the time, and this is classified as a young adult novel. In fact, that's why we're talking about it. It's the book chosen for Communiteen here in the Portage area. And I'm wondering what makes it young adult, because when I read it, I thought, there's no reason an adult wouldn't pick this book up.
Well, the reason that my agent gave was that I submitted it to her as a young adult novel. I'd always previously written young adult. And she then took it to a bunch of different publishers submitting it as a young adult novel, and they all published it as young adult, and nobody ever queried that. So that's not really a good definition of young adult, and it doesn't tell you why this particular one is. But it clearly fit into that group of books. I've written about and talked about this a lot because it's a thorny question. Adults seem to query it more than teens. Teens eat it up. They just accept it for what it is.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
No, I think that the big difference between an adult novel and a young adult novel is that the characters in a young adult novel have changed by the end of the novel, and they don't have to change in an adult novel, but they're still growing, they're still learning, they're still figuring out how to make their way in the world. And I think that's really the thing that classifies young adult. It's about a young pilot. She's a pilot before the war. During wartime, meets, because she's signed up with the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, who support the Royal Air Force in Britain during World War II. Mm-hmm. And she meets another character who becomes the Verity of the title, and they become very good friends. And as the war goes on, they kind of find their roles, and Verity gets sent on more and more intriguing missions until finally she's sent to France. And Maddie, the pilot, is the woman who transports her. So she flies her to her various locations. Mm-hmm. And they crash land in France. They get shot at on their way in, and Verity has to parachute out, and Maddie crashes. So now they're both sort of stuck. Verity ends up being captured almost right away by the Gestapo, and Maddie is in hiding. And so really the whole book is about Maddie trying to rescue Verity and Verity trying to complete her mission, which you don't really find out to the end of the book.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars.
Women pilots make their way into more than one of your books. I understand you yourself are a pilot.
I am. I have a private pilot's license. I am civil aviator, I'm not a very accomplished pilot, but I do have a license. In fact, I didn't have my license then, but I have actually flown in a small plane to Kalamazoo from Pennsylvania in my really distant past.
Tell us a little bit about how you grew up, how you became a writer.
Well, I was born in New York City, and my father worked for the New York City Board of Education, and he was sent to England when I was three to do teacher training there. He was actually organizing the Head Start program there. And we lived in England for 2 years, and I started school there. When I was five, he was sent to Jamaica to do the same thing in Kingston, Jamaica. And we lived in Jamaica for 3 years. I don't really remember living in the USA until I was 9 years old and I started school in Pennsylvania. I was pretty well traveled, you know, by the time I was out of elementary school. And I haven't really stopped. I spent a semester in London when I was in college and made a lot of friends there. Ended up going back and forth and eventually married an Englishman who eventually got a job in Scotland, which is where I live now. And I've now lived in the United Kingdom longer than I have lived in the United States. I've been here since 1995, and I've been in Scotland for 18 years. I met a dog walker when I was out on a walk the other day, and he said, "Oh, your accent's not from around here." I said, "No, I'm from Pennsylvania." And he said, "Oh, how long have you lived here?" And I told him I've been here 18 years. And he said, "Well, you're Scottish now."
Well, let's wind this up with where we should have probably begun, with commutine. this program that you've gotten involved in, how did that happen, and what does it mean for you?
Well, I don't know what made the ball start rolling in the first place. They contacted me, and they have an author come in every year, and they have a community of high schools that read a book by their chosen author, and they read it together as, you know, a sort of a cross-community mm-hmm. book group. And then the author that they've chosen comes in and talks to them and answers their questions. And, you know, it's a real pleasure for me as an author to be asked to do something like this, because, first of all, you get to reach out to your target audience, which I always think is wonderful, you know, being able to talk to teens who have actually read this book. And, of course, the other thing that's really gratifying is just having people read your book and have questions about it. And some of them like it, some of them don't. But it's always fascinating to hear what people have to say.
Will you be coming to Portage, Kalamazoo, to talk to these students?
I will be traveling to Portage and speaking in to all the schools, which will be gathered in one place. And I believe mm-hmm. there's also an evening open to the public as well.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Elizabeth Wine, the author of Codename Verity. She'll read from the book at the Kalamazoo Air Zoo on March 14 at 6 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.